What's going on, you guys? This is your host, David Ramos, with another episode of Dav Rabbit Talks So Much. And today, I really just want to talk about the beauty and the bliss. I mean, I talk a lot about, like, what serious stuff that we need to understand in our lives going forward for us to make it out of this terrible time that we've been in with COVID and, you know, social injustice and equality and all this, what we're going on, transition of power, riots, protests. First of all, before I go on any further, pandemics, inequality, and protests are everyday things. Maybe not to first worlders, before the media has gotten so equal. I know people say that, like, oh, you push Democratic, Republican. No, I don't think people understand, but true media, the true news rumor mill, pushes both of those parties down. Like, more than anything like we see on television or news, CNN or Fox. Like, an insane amount. But that's not really why I came to talk to you guys. I just talked to you guys about, like, we deal with this stuff. But how are people who deal with this stuff every single day, for some reason, like, way happier than we are? You know what I'm saying? We go through this type of stuff, and I feel like it just hits us hard. It's like a slap in the face, because we're like, man, I never had to deal with any of this. And then we deal with it, and then it comes to us. It comes to right in our doorstep in our country, and we're like, oh my gosh, yo, what's going on? Let me tell everybody this. Let me encourage you guys for a quick second, if I may. These type of things are nothing but distractions. It's routine, it's structure, but it's also love and unity that gets people all around the world together, because together, and it progresses them further and happier and such not, because they understand that in America, it's crazy. In a government that is ruled by the people, for some reason, the people aren't empowered as the people all around the world to be united for change. America is the one place, this is the one, not the one, there's a ton of other countries, but America is one of the few places in the world to where the people were to unite together and focus on uniting from across the bridge, across the divide, instead of ignoring the other people on the other side and going further on our own beliefs. If we were able to commute to each other and communicate to each other in a way that we could do it for understanding and peace, we could revolutionize an insane amount and stop a lot of things that we just go on, you know what I'm saying? We think that is normal, such as poverty and illiteracy and all these evils in the world, you know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people right now, my podcast is largely, rightfully so, Christian-based, because, you know, there's only one true God. And let me say this, that, you know, God's hand is in it. We just have to be obedient. Give our thoughts to him, give our hearts to him, and give our love to him. At the end of the day, he's going to make it right. You know what I'm saying? But because of that, that doesn't mean that we should be hopeless. In the Bible, it doesn't say that, oh, there shall... It does say that God will bring the peace. And without him, there will be no peace. But also, I feel like if we're saying that, we skim over the part of the prayer that says, God, bring your kingdom down to heaven. If we're saying, bring your kingdom down to heaven, let's not wait until the end times or God to come in and save the day. You know what I'm saying? Let's anticipate that and build the room now. Let's build what we can right now. So that way, when he comes, people are ready. People have heard about his good news. You know what I'm saying? When someone... Back in the old days, when a trumpeter or someone with a horn would horn blast for the king upon his arrival, that's what we are. You know what I'm saying? We got to let people know, hey, he's coming. You know what I'm saying? Not in a nagging way, because nobody wants to hear a horn they don't like. You know what I'm saying? Or a horn that's unpleasant to the ear. If you want to communicate to the king, you got to show that you are a well servant of him. And if you're going to do that, you got to communicate it in a manner that people love to hear. Now, people say, oh, the gospel is not meant to serve people. It's meant to serve God. Well, salvation is meant to serve people and God. And if you don't understand Christianity right now, the whole premise of it is humanity communing with God as a whole, better than just one person. Then we gotta understand, I would never say I'd rather have one person obedient than 100 people disobedient, because guess what? I will work my booty, because of explicit reasons I can't say, but I will work my booty off to make sure those 100 people are obedient, because they deserve that. I will understand them and communicate, because guess what? God came out to the one out of 99 that ran away, that was gone, that was leaving. So why can't we? Let's just understand that sometimes there's beauty in the bliss of it, that we don't got to get so caught up in these doctrines and indoctrinations and lawfulness, you know what I'm saying? We got to go back to the core of who God really is. It's the beauty and the bliss, baby. Oh, and what Christianity is really about. Love you guys. Tune in tomorrow for sure for another episode. That Rabbit Talks Too Much. I have been slacking, but we're going to do better. Tomorrow at 7 a.m. I love you guys. Take care. See ya.